With Talking Travel, I'm Filippo Cartoni. This week in Talking Travel, we'll be visiting the South American gem of Santiago de Chile. Often shortened to Santiago, this city packs 7 million people, which are 40% of the total population of Chile. With a Mediterranean climate and the ideal positioning of the city, visitors can really find things to do at any time of year. Santiago is just over an hour away from the closest beach and just over an hour away from the nearest ski resort. Tourists have been known to spend their mornings tackling mountains on snowboards and watching the sunset on the beach by the evening. What to know? Santiago contrasts history with modernity, and although it holds the title of second oldest capital in South America, only 14 years younger than Lima, Peru, it is home to the third tallest skyscraper in the southern hemisphere, the Gran Torre Santiago, standing at 300 meters in height. The contrast between old and new, paired with nearby beaches and mountain range, can safely classify Santiago as one of the most diverse cities in the world. What to do? If you're looking for a taste of South America, your best bet is to take a stroll through Barrio Bellavista. Colorful buildings litter this neighborhood, complete with vintage bars, boutique stores, and awe-inspiring murals that will easily take the time out of a sunny day. Comparable to London's Camden or Sydney's Newtown, it's Santiago's hip district. If you're after nature, the beach and mountains are close, but within the city, you can take a pit stop at Santa Lucia Hill. The hill is a huge park that allows Chileans to escape the hustle and bustle of the city with an ice cream and some greenery, not to mention the wonderful view of the skyline of the city. What to see? Like in many other cities in Latin America, Santiago's main square is called Plaza de Armas, which is where tourists can find the oldest buildings of the city. Some of these include the Metropolitan Cathedral, built in 1748, and the old post office, constructed in 1881. Lastly, La Moneda is Santiago's presidential palace. Although it's excluded from tours, it's worth a visit to see the impressive architecture and get a look at the carabineros, who guard the building. When to go? The best time to visit really depends on what you're looking to do. If you want to get some sun at the surrounding beaches, it's best to visit between November and February, although this is the high season, and it will be more crowded. If you prefer a cooler temperature and are looking to ski, your best bet is in the low season, between June and August. With Talking Travel, I'm Filippo Cartoni.